How would you spend your time working on your business if you only did what you wanted to do? If you only put your energy towards what felt good in that moment? I set out to find the answers to those questions for myself over the past 30 days. And in today's episode, I'm sharing what that experiment looked like, what happened to my business because of it, and the lessons I learned that may help you find more flow in your business too. So stay tuned. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Flow Business Podcast. I'm Sean, your host, and this is your place to build a business that excites you, not overwhelms you. So back at the beginning of April, so last month, if you're listening to this when it airs, but regardless of when you're listening, a month ago, I decided to do a little experiment for myself for the entire month, where I really made an effort to lead with this idea of what would feel good to do right now, or even the question, what do I want to do right now? I really wanted to see what would happen, what would change for me and for my business if I really centered myself around feeling good, doing what I want to do, and essentially being in flow, which is the whole point of this podcast and what I really enjoy helping others find in their business. But I really wanted to spend an entire month really, really focusing on that. And it came up for a couple different reasons. First of all, I had just come off a very busy first quarter of 2024. So the first 3 months, January, February, March of 2024, had a lot of things going on, all good things, all things I was excited to work on, excited to put out in the world, excited to do, but it was just a lot. There was a lot of plans, there were a lot of deadlines and things that needed to be done, regardless of how I felt that day or that week or that month. They were just things that had been on the schedule that I really wanted to do and needed to be done in a certain time frame. So busy quarter, great quarter, but busy quarter. The second thing is that I was starting to have this little niggle of what I think a lot of people know of as the Sunday scaries or the Sunday night blues, which is not a big deal. And something I think is to be expected regardless of what you're doing, even if you're doing something that you love and you have a business that you love and that excites you, which I am very grateful to have and to be in that situation where I don't, you know, for a long, long time, I haven't really felt that kind of Sunday night blues or not wanting it to become Monday, not wanting to have to get back to work. And it's not like I was having this outright, like, oh my gosh, yuck. It was nothing like that. But I was starting to notice feeling a little bit sad when the weekend was over, which again is normal and expected because weekends are fun. You know, we don't want them to end. Who wants the weekend to end? So that's normal. But I was just noticing a slight uptick in that sadness, I guess. And so I really wanted to explore what that was. Like, what was I having resistance to? This is something that had been kind of building slowly over time and was really starting to become noticeable, that change that I was having. And I wanted to know what was causing that. Where was that coming from? So the month of April was a good time to explore that a little bit because it was a month that I didn't really have any big plans or big launches or anything going on, although I did end up having my website go live and launching the rebrand and all that stuff, which I didn't know that that was going to happen in April. It was still kind of up in the air at that point, but ended up doing it. That's okay. Didn't really affect the experiment all that much besides last week having to do a lot of tech stuff that I would not never, ever, ever have wanted to do. But regardless, we moved on with the experiment. So let me tell you a little bit about what this experiment involved. As I've shared on the show in the past, I have pretty much always had a schedule or a routine for the things that I have to do in my business, which I consider the non-negotiable things that need to be done every week in my business to keep it humming along, to put out the content that I put out, which then attracts an audience, which then becomes paying clients. So it's this system, and I've had it for a long time, and I have always worked around it being pretty planned out. And I go over that full plan and what that looks like if you're interested in episode 145, which is how I plan my week so everything gets done. So head there and listen to that episode if you're interested. But the overall synopsis is Mondays are for social media, Tuesdays are for email newsletter, Wednesdays are for podcast notes and recording if I have time and the house is quiet. If not, that gets done on Friday. And then Thursdays and Fridays are open for the things that I'm currently working on, things that are going on in my business at that time, which may be planning for a launch. It may be doing things for a group of clients I have going on, just kind of leaving that open, but they're always filled with something that needs to be done. But my non-negotiables are the social media, the email newsletter, and the podcast notes and recording. And having that schedule is great because it makes it very clear that what needs to get done will get done. But at the same time, it doesn't leave a whole lot of room for the flow of things because in a way, I'm kind of forcing myself to work on things that may not be what I feel like doing that day or what would come naturally, what I have the energy for. And I do try to give myself a little bit of wiggle room on that and a little bit of flexibility. Like if I don't sleep well, there's no way that I'm going to be recording a podcast episode, which takes a lot of energy from me. I can't do that if I'm lacking sleep or I'm not feeling good or something like that. So in those ways, I have given myself flexibility, but not as much as I potentially could or would want to in terms of what is flowing for me and what feels best. So part of my experiment for the month of April was giving up that schedule and just seeing what happened, seeing if there was something in there that was causing this resistance that I was starting to feel. And I was also curious to see if I would still get what I have deemed my non-negotiable tasks done each week if I only did what I wanted to each day. What would go away entirely? Like, what is no longer something that I want to do? And is that a non-negotiable that I can afford to not have in my business anymore? So this was the premise of the experiment and why I wanted to really take the time to do it, to see if there were things that were no longer in alignment with my energy or what I wanted to spend my time doing. So every day, I went into my workday with the perspective of what do I want to do today or what do I want to do right now? Now, let me note here, it wasn't a question of, do I want to work or not? That wasn't a question. I still kept my same general work schedule, which for me is already very fluid. It really does kind of depend on so many things, like what's going on in my family life, what's going on with the weather, and will I be able to get outside that day? And when will I be able to get outside that day? What's going on with my body and how I want to move it that day? There's just a lot of variables, okay? But no matter what, I typically always work around 5-ish hours a day on a regular day. If there's a lot going on or something big coming up, it's more than that. And yes, I definitely have days where it's way less than that, again, depending on what's going on. But that didn't change. I didn't give myself the option of not working at all because I wanted to see what inside my business did I want to do and not want to do. Not like, do I want to work or not want to work, which I very luckily do like to work. I have that personality. I think it's the manifesting generator in me, which is my human design, but I enjoy working. And So it was never that question. And I would encourage you, if you are going to do something like this, don't ever make it a question of, do I want to work or not? Because again, we like weekends. We like not working. Even if you love what you do, you like not working. It's fun. So instead of that option, figure out what inside of your business you do or don't want to do. Okay, so with all of that, let's go over the results of this experiment, which really is just kind of what I learned about myself and my business and what I want to do. And then we'll get into the overall lessons and how you could potentially apply this to your business and finding your own flow. So the first result, I guess, or the first thing I learned of myself with this experiment was that most of the time I did not want to work on social media posts. That has always been my Monday thing. On Mondays, I create my 3 social media posts for that week, and then they're done for the week and I don't have to think about it, which has worked really well. But when given the space to decide, what do I want to work on right now? It is almost never working on social media posts. That then showed me that there's a lot of resistance there for me. And as many of you know, I have talked about it so much here on the show. The relationship I have with social media is a pretty neutral one. I don't really have a whole lot of expectation of it. It's not something that I rely on for my business. It's not something that feels all that heavy or anything to me to do. And I don't really pay attention to the numbers or anything like that. But when given this opportunity that I gave myself, it is not something that I enjoy. It's not really something that I like to do, at least creating the posts and trying to figure out what to post. And as, again, I have said before in previous episodes, I really come at it from this place of being this like Instagram scientist and a researcher and trying to figure out what would work best in terms of posts that week, basically, because everything changes so quickly. So I have to do a little bit of research. I have to do a little digging. I have to kind of get creative and figure out, you know, how I can translate what I'm seeing into my own messaging and my own business. And it's not that fun for me. And I know a lot of you feel very similar to that. And I feel like more and more, and when I say social media, for me, it is Instagram in particular. That's the one social media platform that I have used consistently over the years. I just feel like more and more, it's not the best use of my time or my effort. And it is more effort than it's worth. Like, it's not an exchange, not a fair exchange. More and more so with the way that they are evolving that platform and just who they're showing things to and how they're determining who to show things to. And it's just, I think we can all agree that it doesn't really feel like a fair exchange of energy. And that's really important to me. So because of that, that is where I think the resistance is coming from, especially something that has been growing slowly over the past, let's say, 6 months or so. And so when I gave myself the space to only post when I wanted to and what I wanted to, and to only create posts when I wanted to, I obviously posted a lot less in the past month. And it felt good. I felt a sense of relief. I felt like I just had so much more time. I didn't feel like that. I know I had so much more time when I didn't spend any time creating posts for the week. I got so much more done in other areas of my business that honestly felt more important and felt like a bigger return on my time and energy investment. So that was really interesting to find out and really be able to determine what I think was the culprit to having those Sunday night blues. Is because the next day I was going to be spending the majority of my working hours creating social media posts that didn't feel like was a good time and energy investment. So when I gave myself the space to not do that, I felt really good. I had so much more time. I got a ton of other really helpful, valuable stuff done in my business. However, on the other hand, with posting less on social media, you're also just naturally on it less. Like, you just don't think about the app nearly as much, which is also a great benefit, until you get to the social aspect of social media, which has always been a really important piece of it for me. I've created some of my best friendships through social media, and I missed talking to you guys. I was posting less on stories, again, just because I was on the app less. I have zero resistance to stories whatsoever. I just kind of share what I'm doing throughout the day and just what comes up very naturally, and always has felt very easy. So I don't have any resistance there, but I was just naturally doing it less. And so I was having fewer social interactions, fewer conversations with you guys, and that I really missed. So I am trying still, because this experiment just ended yesterday. So I still want to kind of explore what this can look like moving forward, knowing that I don't want to go back to where I was in feeling that resistance. And I do want it to feel like a good energy exchange for me. So still trying to figure out what that will look like for me moving forward. But I do know that I want to keep showing up on stories as much as feels good, and continue to have the social aspect of social media, which is the whole point. That's why it all started in the first place. So that I really want to continue focusing on, and I will just be doing more in terms of posting, more really centered around what do I feel like posting, what do I feel like sharing, what feels good to put into a social media post right now, and see how that goes. So that's the first thing, social media. The second thing that I noticed in this experiment is that I still genuinely wanted to do the podcast, and I wanted to write my email newsletters, just not necessarily on the schedule that I had been putting myself on before. Instead, I just waited until I wanted to, until I felt that urge, you know, going into my office for the day, hey, what do I want to work on today? What would feel good to do today? When the thing that came up was podcast or was email, then that is what I would do. And then once I felt that urge to work on that thing, then I would ask myself, what do I want to write about? What do I want to talk about? So I gave myself a little more flexibility in terms of the content. And again, I think this is something that we can really get wrapped up in and really create a lot of resistance around, trying to think about what we should talk about, what we should write about, what we should say. And the reality is, the right topic, the right piece of content is already something within you. You have a ton of knowledge and experience and wisdom and things to share and things to talk about with your people, but we get so wrapped up in what should I, that then we have this like major block, like writer's block galore, because we're overthinking it, when really it's just inside you already, and it's just a matter of pulling that out. And when you can really just ask yourself, what do I want to talk about? What would be easy for me to write about right now? Do that. And that is your email, that is your podcast, or whatever type of content you're creating. Really go from that place. So with me doing this, it meant that my emails did not stay on the same schedule that I've had them on for probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 years. I've always had them go out Wednesday at 10 a.m. And they did not do that this month, because I didn't always have an email written by Wednesday at 10 a.m. So someone out on Thursday, some went out on Tuesday. One week I missed entirely because I just was never feeling the urge to write an email. And that was fine too. I normally record the podcast on either Wednesday or Friday afternoon, again, depending on energy level. And when the house is quiet, it's one of those two times though. But not in the month of April. I recorded one over the weekend. I recorded one on a Friday evening. I was just all over the place with all of this. And it worked. You know, I still wanted to do those things. So it confirmed to me that those non-negotiables that I've had in my business for a long time are still things I want to keep in my business. But do I need to have more flexibility with when I do them? Maybe. Or do I just need to approach it from a different perspective and have a little more flow in the moment of when they're scheduled, when they're on my schedule? And we'll talk more about that when I share a little bit about the lessons. The third thing that I noticed from this experiment of mine, which is not going to be any surprise to anyone, and you'll probably feel exactly the same way because you're also a helper, is that the thing I wanted to do the most is to support my clients. That is always so fun for me. The calls that we have, creating resources for them, answering questions and engaging with the group, always the number one thing that I want to do every day is connect with my clients. And again, that comes as no surprise. I'm sure you all feel that way as well. And then the fourth thing is that my results for the month stayed exactly the same. My business didn't take a hit whatsoever because I wasn't posting on social media as much, or I wasn't sending out an email every single week. I did miss a week there. I didn't have that normal cadence. It wasn't Wednesday at 10:10 like it should be, which was just a good reminder for me, a good lesson for the mental chatter in my brain that says that you have to kind of stay on schedule, you have to do your non-negotiables 100% of the time. Just that worker bee that I have going on in my brain, it was good to get that reminder that it's okay. No one cares as much as your mental chatter cares. If you're not on schedule, if you're not doing exactly what you set out to do, if you miss your non-negotiables, it's okay. Your business will survive and perhaps be even better because of it. So that was a good thing to see as well. Now, what can you potentially take away from this? Now, maybe nothing. I don't know. Maybe this experiment was just for me and I'm sharing it just again for me. But hopefully there is something that you can also take away from this. What I think would be helpful for you is if you have something that you know you need to do for your business, because there are tons of things that we need to do that we might have some resistance around. And if you have something like that, what if you changed your approach to that thing? Changed how you think about it. So for me, what originally felt sticky or I had that resistance to, once I came at it from the lens of what would feel good or how can I make this feel good, that resistance or that stickiness releases a little bit and it flows so much easier. I really think that a lot of that resistance, a lot of that stickiness we have to doing something happens when we come at it from this place of expectation or shoulding, in quotes. Like, I should do this, I should do that, it needs to be like this, it needs to be just like that, I need to do this for my business, I need to do that, it needs to have this outcome, it needs to have that outcome. But what if instead you came at it from this place of, okay, I want to connect with my audience today, or I want to send an email to my list today, what do I want to share? What do I want to say? What do I want to post? It's amazing, as I said before, what comes up when you give yourself that prompt, when you allow yourself to just think about what you want to share. It just comes so much easier and is so much more natural when you can pull from that place within you. And when you do that, of course, it automatically will create the best output. It will be the email that is most read, the post that gets the most engagement, because you're coming at it from that place instead of this even just subconscious place of not really wanting to, but knowing you need to. So you pull something out of your hat that doesn't really feel all that good, and you have all this resistance around it, and it will show in the results of that output. So again, what do I want to do? What do I want to post about today? What do I want to write about today? What do I want to share right now? Come at it from that lens, from that perspective, and see if these things that feel sticky or just feel like you just don't want to do, if they feel a little better, if they come a little easier for you from that approach. And the next thing goes right along with this, which is that you can have both structure and flow. And this was a really important thing for me to just reconfirm what I already knew and what I was already thinking. Perhaps maybe it actually works best to have this structure that you can follow and then find the flow within it. And this is really what I intend to do moving forward. I do like having the structure of what I do on Monday, what I do on Tuesday, what I do on Wednesday. And that really works and has worked for me for a long time to make sure, again, that what I want to put out in my business for that week gets done. But within that, I have so much ability to flow with that. Again, with those questions of what feels good to write about, what feels good to post about, what feels good to speak about. I have a lot of flow within that, and that's really how I can stay in alignment with it and remove that resistance while still having the structure and the plan for what needs to get done so that it does get done. It does move my business along in the way that I want it to, but I can remove that resistance that I was feeling. And the third thing that, again, goes right along with all of this is that there are going to be things that you don't want to do that get you to that feel-good flow place overall in your business. And that is the goal. That is the ultimate big picture goal here, is to have this flow business that feels good, is fun, gives you the life you want, gives you the space you need and the flexibility you need, and flows really well. But to get to that end goal, there are going to be things that may feel like they get you out of flow, but they don't have to, because now we know what to do in that moment, asking those questions and giving ourselves the space to move from a place of what feels good and what we want to put out into the world. But there are going to be things that don't always 100% feel flowy and great and good and like we really love it and really want to do it. And I hate to say it, but I seriously doubt there is any job or career or business on the planet that is 100% fun and great and no tasks that aren't the best, that that person doesn't like. That doesn't exist. There are always these things that are like, eh, we have to do that today, or eh, that's part of the job, but everything else is great. But then there's this one aspect that's not so great. But that doesn't mean it should be eliminated entirely, and probably can't ever be eliminated entirely. It's part of the job. It's part of the business. And the same thing goes for your business. And you're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing necessarily that you need to change unless you can, as we said, go back to your approach and see how you can change your approach to doing that thing that you don't love. What if you could have a little more fun with it? What if you could find the good in it? just really seeing what is potentially enjoyable about it, if there is any. And again, so much of that comes down to your mental and emotional approach to that thing, what you say to yourself about that thing, the expectation you have for yourself on that thing, the pressure you put on yourself around that thing. What if that could be shifted and you could find a way to make it just a tad more enjoyable for yourself so that you don't have that resistance towards it? So just making that inevitable, we all experience it, not fun thing a little tiny bit more fun. And so much of that is going back to that approach of how can I make this feel good? And a lot can change just in that level of resistance and just removing it to the point where you can do what you need to do because you know it will lead to the flow that you're looking for. It's part of the recipe to getting you there. You can find a little more enjoyment and a little less resistance and make it happen for that bigger picture. That's the whole goal. It's inevitable. We're all going to experience those things that we just don't want to do. So how can you approach that in a slightly different way? Not that it has to be like your new favorite thing, but just maybe a little bit better so that you don't resist it so much. All right. And that I think will cover it all. Again, I don't know if this helps at all. It might just be for me to distill what I just did the past 30 days and try to make sense of it. But even if this just gives you the idea to do this for yourself and come at your business when it's a good time, it's not always a good time to do this experiment, but when you do have even a week where you can just come to working on your business from this place of what do I want to do right now? What would feel good to do right now? And move from that place and just see what comes up, because that really will show you your strengths in your business, what you should really put more energy behind, knowing that when you're doing something in flow, that will naturally lead to the business that you want, the growth you want to experience, because you're in flow. You are having the best output of energy in that moment. All right, my friends, until next time, take care. Hey, wait up before you go. Do you want to know the biggest reason why your business may not flow? Because it's not in alignment with your personality type. Building the right business for you means knowing your strengths, weaknesses, energetic expression, and what's most important to you so you can build your business accordingly. Before you spend one more minute working on your business, let's make sure it's the right business for you. I've created a fun 2-minute quiz to discover your flow business personality type. With the results of this quiz, you'll know exactly what to prioritize in your business so you can feel confident knowing you're building a business you love. Head over to seanminer.com/quiz right now to find out your flow business personality type. And once you find that out, hop over to Instagram and let me know what you discover. Again, that's seanminer.com/quiz. As always, the link is in the show notes.